I'd love to see a rain dance at a headquarters of a public sector office. Because then that's great content also.
Like BMC office, for example.
BMC office in a rain dance. You guys bought it, you only celebrate.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Welcome back. Hey, Hussein. Man, you sound terrible, and I mean that with compassion.
Thank you. Worse than last time, no?
Yes, worse than last time. This time, I think...
So, this can be... Yeah, this can be the flu special. The
flu special.
Episode.
I think we should just... We could have just taken up like a... we can start an adult sex channel now, like a podcast, where both of us are sounding super sexy.
So, a call for help, Keshav. If you want to contribute for us to buy a steam machine... You know, please, you can send in money, PayPal.
Like an inhaler, yeah. Ideally two so that we don't have to share it.
Two.
Share. Because we live in two different houses also. We can't keep dunzoing it to each other. Yeah, steam inhaler is a very good donation for the festive season. Because as it is, look at the smog around us. And that is the story of the week.
Absolutely, yeah. So... We've, I think, rightly chosen this story because both of us are experiencing, and I think all of Mumbai. So, I just visited the doctor, okay, a few minutes before we started recording.
Right.
And he said that every second person is suffering from this. And he said it is the pollution, the kind of cough, the scratchy throat, all of that, you know. Phlegm and all of the yuck stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
It's because of the pollution.
And, you know, I don't know if this is too gross a discussion to have on air. Maybe we'll edit it. But just as an exchange, information exchange. Can we discuss the color of phlegm?
Yeah. So the doctor asked me, that was his first or second question.
Right.
And yellowish is what he asked. And if it is yellowish... I think it's cool. It's what everyone is experiencing.
Oh, I am worried now because mine is grey.
Grey?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Grey.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm a Scorpio. Does that matter?
but grey, like, tell me something else that would be that same color. Something like say charcoal gray.
No, like a mild gray, right? But I remember during the COVID or after COVID, like that was the first time I got a cold where mucus or phlegm was pure white. Have you experienced that?
So what usually happens with me is in the beginning it's pure white.
Okay.
And later as you're
it becomes color, no?
Yeah, it becomes...
Same, right. So, 2 days ago, I had this pure white kind of spit.
So, it's probably shifting towards yellowish for you.
Okay, so maybe this is just an in-between color. Maybe like tomorrow, if you ask me, I'll be like, oh my God, I have the same yellow.
So, let's hope, Keshav, that your phlegm turns yellow.
Yes, Lo, thank you. That those are the season's greetings we have this year for each other.
Okay, so on that note, let's jump into the article. Now, the headline reads that anti-smog guns may have just localized effect, say experts.
Okay. Now I'm super curious about what anti-smog guns are.
Are. Beautiful. Yeah. So, while the BMC is going ahead with its plan to procure anti-smog gun units, environmental experts said the move may not fetch the desired results in controlling all-round air pollution in the city, and the effect would be localized. Now, the anti-smog gun is a dust control measure.
Right.
However, air pollution is a very complex issue and requires a detailed strategy including looking at other sources of pollution such as construction sites, vehicles, and burning of waste, among others.
I thought you were going to say contractors. Burning of contractors. Finish.
Yeah, so I think that briefly answers your question, Keshav, of what is an anti-smog gun? Yeah. And, you know, if you picture it, it's like a big... I think it shoots out vapor, water vapor, water vapor.
So as to dissolve the particles.
Yeah, so it takes in the polluted air, and from the other side, I think it shoots out water vapor. I guess.
Kind of like rain.
Image. Yeah. It's just cleaning the air. It's like an air purifier. That's what it is. It takes in dirty air and throws out clean air. Okay. The use of anti-smog guns will ensure coarse particles in the air settle down. It will have a localized effect and can be used at locations where a high amount of dust is generated, said Anumita Rao Chaudhary, Executive Director, Research and Advocacy, Center for Science and Environment. So my guess is, okay, my reading of this is that it takes in heavily polluted air. And I think the problem is, you know, there's always that PM 2.5 or whatever. No, that's the,
particulate matter.
Yeah, that's the size of the particulate matter that goes into your bloodstream, actually.
Oh, it goes into the bloodstream.
Yeah. So why they measure PM 2.5? I thought the lungs. And lungs and eventually into your bloodstream.
Wow. So you're ingesting it. It's as good as eating.
Eating. Yeah. Worse than eating, because it's going directly in your blood. It's not even being purified by your stomach acid and kidney and liver. Okay, so I think their objective is, because there's that high PM 2.5 presence in the air, they use those anti-smog guns will remove those particulate matters and throw out mist, clean air with mist.
Right.
Okay, so that sounds good. In theory, sounds good. Now, another sciencey person who's the founder and project director of SAFAR said that before deploying these mobile units, they should first identify dust emitting hotspots and then deploy multiple units at these spots to save resources. And for a long-lasting solution, strategic measures based on high-resolution emission inventory and airshed mapping are needed.
Wow.
Okay. There's one more statement. One person is saying that dust will settle on use of anti-smog guns and rise again after a few hours with vehicular movement.
Right.
So there are multiple kind of points of view on this. Some are saying that it's okay, maybe. Some are saying it's useless.
Nobody is saying it's the best solution out there.
No.
And that is, I think, very important to underline, right?
Underline, and Keshav, I think any rational human being, okay, if you look at these machines, no, it's like, you know, a very good example would be a cement mixer truck.
Yeah.
You know how those are? Yeah. So picture a cement mixer truck and the nozzle that is shooting out the air.
Fumes.
Yeah, the clean air is kind of the size of that cement mixer car exit where the cement comes out from.
Got it.
Okay.
So it's not massive. It's like it's tiny.
Hardly anything, man.
Yeah.
In a city like Mumbai with so many people and so many buildings, even if you deploy thousands of those, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. Unless you sit directly in that cement mixer chamber, yeah.
Yeah. I find it quite too much of a big dream to imagine or think that, you know, machines will be able to fix it.
Yeah,
yeah. Almost childish to think that, okay, we screwed up the city with all this, signing off on all these projects.
Mm.
It's literally all these projects that got signed off overnight, right?
Yeah,
basically coming out of COVID. buildings, thousands of residential buildings, so many commercial projects, so many highways and tunnels and bridges and I don't know, sewage work. You name it. You name it. Like, you know.
And interestingly, you know, I heard a statistic, Keshav. I've not verified it, but Mumbai is now the city with the highest number of cranes in the world.
That used to be the metric, actually. So at one point, it was Dubai. They said that every third crane in the world is in Dubai. And you know what happened 10 years after that? The city's economy crashed because of overconstruction. So when you, it's something to be wary of, you know, when you bring in all the cranes from the world, it's something to be worried about.
And that directly shows us how much construction is happening if so many cranes are there. Yeah, so we know the problem, Keshav. We are both suffering from it as we speak.
Yeah.
Along with, I think, most Mumbai listeners also will be listening also with a cold.
Yeah.
And the irony is that the people speaking will also have a cold.
Have a cold. And chances are, if you have a very bad cold, kaan bhi band ho gaya hoga. So you won't even be able to listen to what we're saying. And we also sound a little foggy only. So today, our episode and the consumption, everything is like the air only. It's just
air only.
जैसा दिखता है वैसे ही सुनता है.
So now, Keshav, where do we start? Okay, it's a massive problem. I have a fear, okay, that these anti-smog guns, no, see, they look like expensive machines.
That's and what troubles me.
And a lot of money will be made in the purchasing, tendering, that kind of stuff.
It is just very convenient spending of OPM, other people's money.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a party. It's like a new
way to opportunity.
Spend money. Yeah, it's,
it's an opportunity. Okay, chalo, air pollution is there. How can we solve this with money? And how can we make money in the process?
In the process. And we know how these machines are looked after.
Yeah.
They will not survive 6 months.
Yeah.
So this kind of, you know, apathy is what people need to be accountable for.
I have a great problem coming up, okay, to my mind.
Great. Super.
Say this anti-smog gun is acquired, okay? Say people make money from it, whatever, let it happen. And it's even not a good solution. Screw that also. Let it not be a good solution. See, after maybe a month or so, this pollution will subside, okay? Things will get back to normal, hopefully. Can we identify uses for these anti-smog guns?
Oh, superb. I have an idea. Because see, it's got to do with the wind and the monsoon and a little bit of the way these things travel, right?
Yeah.
So, my guess is that the wind will travel either to Pakistan or to Nepal. Thankfully, both are economically little weaker than us. Who cannot afford to buy brand new smog, anti-smog guns. So, unko bech do. And if the wind doesn't go that way, then buy big industrial fans and then just fan it that side, then sell the machines to them.
Man, I was thinking of something, you know, Keshav, I believe that harming the other person is not always the solution.
Take care. Fair enough. You know, you have a conscience today, take care. I am on victim mode. I am like, screw it. I have a cold. Screw the world.
Okay. So see, this is a machine, okay, that throws out misty water. What uses can you have? Like, say a water park in the summer months or something like that, okay? What if you gather all these anti-smog guns? And create like a rain dance or something like that. Off season mein. Means whenever pollution is back, the smog guns are used for this. But in off season, we don't want the machines to rot.
I love to see a rain dance at a headquarters of a public sector office. Because then that's great content also.
Like BMC office, for example.
BMC office near Hindus. You guys bought it, you only celebrate.
So, you know what I'm picturing? All of these kind of parked in a circle.
Yeah.
And in daytime the middle. Rave. Daytime.
Snake venom. Snake venom party.
So, what else? Other than a rain dance. So, you know, you've seen the image, no, of this machine.
It's yeah, like it looks shooting like, you know, out. What it felt like a big hairdryer.
Huh, beautiful example. That is shooting out misty air.
Misty air, yeah.
Oh, I have another great idea, Keshav. Imagine if we add some flavors to this mist.
Oh, beauty. Oh, man. I think I know what we should. We should bring in all these like pulse candy, kaccha aam, you know, that
okay,
kind of,
okay.
Or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
that kind of Indian flavors, like
kokum. Imagine
kokum.
Wow.
Aam okay. Panna. Because anyway, it has pate. Ruhafza.
So basically, what I was thinking was, you add like a filter, okay, and you just chipka out that filter on the nozzle. And then that flavor keeps on changing of the mist.
Of the mist.
So,
Nice. So the sticker is like a filter that goes on top of the nozzle. And I would love Ruhafza. I would love like Aam Panna type thing.
Yeah. Jaljeera.
Wow. After dinner party or after lunch party, Jaljeera. Whole city smells like fart. Just abhi to theek hai, just sardi hua hai. Imagine if it was sardi plus fart smell. The good news is with a blocked
nose.
Smell,
So that's another idea, okay?
That's another idea. These are great ideas. These are such marketable ideas, man.
Yeah. What else? Anything that is. Okay, so now I'm getting another idea, Keshav. This is a little controversial, okay? But see, ultimately, if this thing can shoot out fumes, okay? The city has a big mosquito problem also.
Oh, yeah.
So,
machar maar do na tum.
Machar.
Are best solution, malaria khatam. Nobody in the city can speak properly or breathe properly. But sir, machar hi nahi hai. Superb solution.
Yeah, so how do we conclude, Keshav?
I feel.
If you see this smog gun,
yeah,
will you kind of be excited?
Yeah, I'll be excited to go close. Because if anything, I know it's better air around that part.
Yeah.
You know? So I will definitely go close.
Okay.
And yeah, it would have been nicer if it had fun flavors. Then I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So this is our taxpayer money. It's going into this.
Yeah.
And great. Let's hope, you know, it reduces. I don't know what it will reduce. It will do nothing. Right?
Yeah, it will not.
It will not do anything. Not one person. Like, it's not going to reduce the number of people falling sick.
Yeah. Straight. And, you know, if the worst part is that vehicle is also using fuel and emitting
the
pollution.
Beautiful,
no?
Point. What about that? The smog gun is mounted on a vehicle. Comedy, man. So yeah, this whole smog gun is a moot point. It's a joke only. I hope they've kept the receipts. I hope they can claim refunds quickly.
Yeah, yeah. And if nothing else, you know, find a way to monetize it differently. And we've come up with
so many ideas. Yes, we can do rain dance. We can do themed, flavored, whatever, fun raves.
And machar fumigation
and
is
machar
the last.
Fumigation is the best. It's the ultimate.
We only have to be careful ke rain dance ke party mein machar fumigation na ho jaye.
Oh man. So it will look like you know rave mein log bacche overdose ho gaye.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this rant on the air quality index. And,
yeah.
Keep listening, keep telling your friends, and like, share, subscribe, all of
you
that
can,
good stuff.
Yeah, you can follow us on Spotify and Instagram. And you can send money on PayPal and UPI.
Yes. And last but not the least, you can rate us on iTunes and you can rate us on Spotify.
Yes. Have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.